You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Entertainment Podcast, your source for all things entertainment. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Ana Lucia Alves on the line, and she's founder and producer over at Cinetribe. Ana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Nice to finally speak with you, Adam.
Oh, Ana, so I am excited to get into what you're doing over at Cinetribe. I know what you're doing is pretty revolutionary when it comes to entertainment and filmmaking, and we're going to go into that, but just to kind of set the stage, if you will, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got started in entertainment.
Yes, in my early 20s, I went from South America, I grew up in Brazil, to Europe. And I became a top model very quickly. And so I was kind of thrown into the back end of the entertainment industry and culture creation, I would call it today, after three decades of being in it.
Wow. So I think that's a great transition because it takes somebody with your type of vantage point and your history to be able to, in my opinion, launch and to have the vision for something like Cinetribe. So first off, tell us a little bit more about Cinetribe and your inspiration behind creating it.
Yes. So my husband and I have started Yoga Maya Films over a decade ago, and we've been working on content since. And we have faced some difficulties because Hollywood is not really interested in what we are doing. We create innovative content. We are very independent. And so we decided to create Cinetribe as a mastermind entertainment to produce content that matters with independent artists and craftspersons and facilitators all over the globe to come together and start creating content for consumers. And we just produce and create a community like that.
Man, I love this. I love this idea, and I like the fact that it's an alternative because there's, you know, nothing against Hollywood, nothing against that, but you know, it doesn't fit. Everybody's model doesn't fit. Some people are on the more independent side too, and if somebody doesn't want to, I tell creators this all the time. If somebody else doesn't want to, if you know the Hollywood scene doesn't back your project, it doesn't mean that you still don't want to get it done because there's an audience out there for you. There's so many audiences now.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, how about the community aspect of Cinetribe and what you envision?
Yes. So we have created a platform where audiences who want a new wave of content from independent producers, they can go there and they can, you know, be part of this hub. They can be only cinephiles and people that want to watch movies that matter, movies that are inspiring. So we have that side, and they can be on the platform. They can also participate, give feedback and everything. And then we have the other side, which is the creators and facilitators. And these are the entertainment industry people, the craftspersons that come together, you know, actors and producers, and you have it, all the tribe that is producing content, and they can get together, and there is a crossover where people, you know, you can really hear back from people nowadays, which is really beautiful.
Tell us a little bit about the type of content that you're looking for or that kind of matches. And I know it's going to vary, but I'm just curious on the kind of things that people can expect.
Yes. So the contents we are looking forward to put, you know, to put on the screen is really uplifting, more entertaining without too much violence, more family-oriented, really fun stuff, more inclined into the goodness of humankind and how good people are and how exciting life is. And so we found that there's very far in between good movies that are very uplifting, that are entertaining at the same time that it's not, you know, demeaning to your psyche. A lot of destruction has been going on, and a lot of downers, you know, that we are trying to avoid.
What are, so there's some people listening right now. So you're on the our entertainment show, and there's creators listening, there's producers listening, there's, you know, every end of the spectrum, Hollywood's listening. I mean, all of the above are listening to this podcast. What kind, if people are, they want to get involved because they're listening to the project right now, it sounds interesting. They're like, you know, I think Anna's onto something, and I want to learn more about whether I'm a creator or producer or otherwise, and I want to get involved. I mean, what kind of involvement are you looking for? So tell us kind of some of the different parties and how they can get involved with the overall project.
Sure. So what we are creating right now is a local studio we are building right now, somewhere not far from America. I'm still kind of, you know, developing the idea. And we are creating a physical media studio where you can come, you can contribute, you can make your movie, you will have facilities. That is on the go. It's coming very soon. So when you go to cinetribe.club, you can see what is going on just briefly as an introduction. But what really I want people to understand, especially people in the industry, is that what we want to do is to create a holistic environment for the creation and consumption of content that carries humanity forward, meaning we are having a major reset, even practically psychological right now with the you know, the issues, medical issues we are being exposed to. So I think it is important that we all get together in a sustainable way where we can create beautiful content that will carry humanity forward in a healthy way, not only physically, but psychologically and, you know, spiritually. We can all get together and work out our differences. But we all want, I believe, you know, to continue in our families, in our community, in our culture. They're so rich, so many cultures that have been muffled that is beautiful, and everybody can contribute from all over the planet.
Man, I love this. This is a great idea, and I can hear the heart and spirit in which you're creating this project, which I think is really important behind the overall success. So Anna, if somebody is listening and they do want to get involved with CineTribe and they want to learn more and to follow up, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
Yes. So our website is very simple. It's cinetribe.club. That will lead you to signing up, just seeing very briefly what we are about. Then you give us your email only, and we will start communicating personally with you. We are going to be very personal, and we created also on a platform two groups where you can contribute for the content, you know, the content makers, and then the cinephiles, more the public. And there will be crossover, of course, people that like to produce and consume, of course. And yogamayafilms.com, which is our production company. So that is yogamayafilms.com. And everything is there. So just come on and check it out and see what, you know, would interest you. It's quite simple, really.
Fantastic. Well, Anna, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work that you're doing for creators and producers alike over at CineTribe. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Entertainment, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Anna, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you.